agree on that. I don't think.
Hello? Hello, Robert?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi, it's Faggy with Family First Care regarding Florence and the home care services.
Right.
Just want to check in and see how you guys are doing and if Florence has had the second appointment yet and what's going on with her case.
Well, there was a little bit of confusion because the lady came mm-hmm. and the way you explained it to me, the first visit was just an evaluation. Then you had to wait for the doctor's paper. Then the second visit would be the
medical.
The visit financial, right?
No. Okay, so maybe I explained it wrong. I'm totally sorry. That would have been a mistake
anyway,
on my part.
That's where we got stuck up on the financial part because I had to work and my sister doesn't handle that. I handle that.
Right.
So that's where we're at.
Oh, so you're up to submitting financial documents?
I have not yet because I don't have. I have to plan a day off for that lady to come, and for her to come and, you know, evaluate her, you know, take her financial stuff.
Got it. Okay. All right. Is there any way I can help with the financials? I could, you know, if she uses Citizens Bank, they usually do send, if I ask them for the 5-year look back, they'll call for permission and then send it to me. I can submit that.
No, she uses KeyBank.
KeyBank? I can
try
to send an
email.
What do you
need 5 years for?
So they need a 5-year look back of bank statements in order to consider her qualified. I know. It's really, really crazy. The whole system is very, very hard to navigate. That's why I try to make it as easy as possible.
She sold her house a few years ago, maybe about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I think she ended up with like $40,000, but she has since used the money. So the money is basically gone. But
does she spend a lot every month?
Well, she goes to her, she only gets $1,700 a month. She goes to that.
Okay.
And she was in and out of hospital.
Right.
So she probably went through that $40,000 that she had got to. Well, she paid back her debts that she owed and, you know, being
sick.
Yeah,
so
and that
stuff would
like
be.
That.
That would be considered, so with the 5-year look back, the last, so from 2023 until 2025 would be, they would ask for all the statements, but going back 2020 to 2023 is only 2 statements of the year. So what I would do is we'd send in, let's say, January and July, and any big transactions on those statements, they would ask for an explanation, but it sounds like there's very reasonable explanations. You know, you could say medical bills or, you know, anything like that, and that should be fine.
Okay. I don't know because I don't think – I don't know. I
as long as she doesn't
proof,
have $40,000 in the account now.
She doesn't.
That should be okay. So – you know, if she's the problem would be is if she actually has the money. The reason that they'll go through the transactions is because some people, right, if they sell their home and then they have a couple hundred thousand in the bank account and then they, you know, all of a sudden it gets transferred to somebody else. They're like, wait, you still have that money.
Right.
So if it's actually been used and we're able to tell them that, that should not be an issue.
Okay. And let me see. There's another thing. There was something about the money aspect of it. Oh, the rent. Like the apartment she has is under my name.
Okay.
Which is, now that's how she pays her bills and stuff like that. How would that fare for her?
She owns an apartment?
She doesn't own it. She rents an apartment.
Okay, and the
but
the
it's
apartment.
All under my name.
Okay, that's fine. She can pay rent. That's not an issue.
But she's not on a lease. Is that going to be an issue?
No, that's totally fine.
Okay. But she's responsible
as,
for her share.
If they ask, you know, that's okay. But if they ask, like, you know, where she lives or whatever, all we would need to do, which they won't ask, by the way, it's not, I've never seen that. But all we would do is submit a letter that you sign stating that she lives with you if it's on your name. That's totally fine.
And she still has to pay her share of the bills. Like, we kind of split the bills.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, they'll definitely understand that. That's not an issue.
because I don't want, like, them going to my land, needing something for my landlord, which I don't want to because I didn't put her name on a lease. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to build more headaches over this little bit of money to help her get through the debt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely not something they would look into very deeply at all. I have a lot of times where people, they're not even contributing any money, and they're just living with a family member. The family member will just send in a letter. I take care of them financially, and they live with me, moving on. That's it. Nothing to the landlord, nothing at all.
Okay.
But most likely, we won't even have to submit that. Like, they don't care where she lives or who pays the bills.
Okay. I mean, I just don't want them saying, hey, we need proof from your landlord. And that's going to open up another book of worms. You know what I mean? Like,
Going to say, why is she living there? But never have I seen that they ask for something from the
landlord. She's not supposed to be living there, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Never have I seen that they ask for something from the landlord or even anything about the where she lives in general. It's more about how much money she has in her name.
Which is probably next to nothing right now.
Yeah.
She has like maybe $3,000 in her savings.
Okay, that's fine. The limit is $8,000, so that should be okay.
Okay.
All right, so I guess let me know if there's any way I can help you. You said
well,
she hasn't
you
had
get
that
them,
second. Sorry.
You can get them to, you just said you can call Key Bank and see if they'll release it to you.
I could send an email. They're not going to release it off the bat. What they'll do is usually, most banks that do it, some of them just say, no, we're not allowed to. They'll call you or they'll call your mom and ask for permission to send it to me.
Well, like I said before, I'm her caregiver. I take care of all that for her. So you can't call her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys got the paper from the...
the power of attorney.
Right.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Would be enough to...
Yeah, that should be enough. I'll attach that in my email.
I have an online banking statement.
Okay.
I mean, I could get into her account, and I don't know if it still goes back 5 years.
Yeah, it should, actually. Sometimes people actually have me sign into their online account.
I know not everybody's comfortable with that, so I'm not going to, but just offering, if you want, I can go in and get the statements and send them into the county assistance office for you.
Okay, but right now I'm working. Can we set up a time? I don't know if you can hear all the noise.
Yeah,
and then if you want to try to get into, I gotta actually find her login information and stuff. So I don't know, how late are you there in the evening?
Today till 5:00, the rest of the week till 3:00. So is it easier if I text you?
Text me what? I'm sorry.
If you could text me the logins and I'll make sure I'm able to get in. They'll most likely ask for a code. And things like that.
Okay. How about this? I gotta actually go and find her login information.
Okay.
No, because I got the face thing on my phone. All I gotta do is touch it and it opens up for me. So let me find the login information. How about you give me a call tomorrow and I should have all that.
Amazing. And any specific time tomorrow?
Maybe around this time.
Okay, 2:00. Okay.
And I'll make sure I have all that information. If that helps move the process along, that'd be great. That way I can take the time off of work.
Right. Yeah. I'll try to avoid that as best I can. Okay.
Okay.
All right. After that,
you could deal with my sister, right? After you get the
financial. Yeah. Unless they ask me for anything else specific. Does she have a life insurance policy?
She does not.
She does?
Not.
No? Okay. Then she'll be good. If the bank statements are usually enough, but anything else that comes up, if something specific comes up, I'll let you know and I'll try to handle it as best I can. Okay.
Yeah.
But
okay.
For the next assessment, you shouldn't need to be there. Wanda can totally take care of it. The next appointment.
Okay.
Once we have all these documents. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give you a call tomorrow around 2:00.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time. Take care.
All right.